धर्म क्षेत्र कुरुक्षेत्र
कब ये महाभारत हुआ, कब आत्मा ने युद्ध रचा, कब मोह ने मन को बांधा, कब गीता ज्ञान प्रकट हुआ,
किसने ये वाणी सुनी, किसकी ये कहानी, गीता एक अर्जुन ने सुनी या हर आत्मा में गूंजे ये ध्वनि।
क्या ये इतिहास की गाथा थी या चेतना का संघर्ष था, क्या ये रणभूमि बाहर थी या भीतर का ही कुरुक्षेत्र था।
गीता क्या युद्ध की पुकार है या शांति की घोषणा,
गीता क्या शास्त्र है या ईश्वर का प्रेम संदेश, क्यों है
क्यों है ये गीता हर युग में अमर,
क्यों प्यारी है हर दिल को,
क्यों जगाती है आत्माओं को आज भी।
सर्वधर्मान्य परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं व्रज, अहं त्वा सर्व पापेभ्यो मोक्षयामि मा शुचः।
किसने ये कहा,
युगों युगों की ये गाथा न्यारी, अमृत सी यह वाणी प्यारी,
इसमें छुपा है रहस्य अनमोल, ज्ञान के अद्भुत है ये बोल।
यदा यदा हे धर्म घटे अधर्म बढ़े जग में, तब तब भगवान प्रगटे ब्रह्मातन में,
ज्ञान की गंगा बहाने अंधकार मिटाने, सतयोगी वृक्ष उगाने सत्य धर्म जगाने, संसार को प्रेम सिखाने मन को निर्मल करने, हर हृदय में दीप जलाने सदगति का मार्ग दिखाने, मन मना भव मद भक्तो मद्याजी मान नमस्कुरु।
मामे वैश्यसि सत्यम ते प्रतिजाने प्रियोसि मे।
किसने ये कहा।
ओम शांति एंड गुड मॉर्निंग। It is like a simple reminder for us that it is the journey of the invisible player, and this invisible player is very, very lucky. Pointer. And this invisible player, he is immortal. His word is sublime and supreme reality. Every aspect of his word is extraordinary, life with God. And that reality is naturally positive. Means in this environment, all they experience is bliss and joy and contentment and love. Supreme reality, that is the natural life of each invisible player. And this applies to you, me. This reality is eternal, it exists right now. Now, what happens? A gift is given. This whole physical reality is a gift for this invisible player. And gift is nice. And we show here this dotted line. You know, dotted line represent mixing your life with the story. Appears to be so small, so insignificant. just mixing with something, okay, what a big deal, little attachment, what a big deal. But we saw over the last few days, it grows and it gets bigger, and then there are identities created there, and then ego comes, and Ravan's 10 heads, and Maya is helping Ravan, and Ravan makes the invisible player unconscious. He remains as a zombie, which means he doesn't experience any of his truth. Now this continues. You know, when we use the word Ravan, and here we have shown Ravan in the image of the R factor, just representing R. Ravan is stubborn in error. That is the expression in the Gita. Stubborn in error, which means he is embodiment of ignorance. It is a foreign world, it's a story world, but Ravan lives in it. He has, you know, claims things. He builds fences and puts his name there. He identifies, lives in it, as if it is his grandfather's property. He suffers, but he can't let go of this. This is what Ravan is. Ravan is embodiment of ignorance and embodiment of attachments. So, and as a result, all kinds of suffering, you know, a demon, you know, it is like the life of taking sorrow, giving sorrow. This is the end result. And now Ravan doesn't want this invisible player to become conscious. If Ravan allows this, if the invisible player becomes conscious, Ravan has to disappear. So this is the battle that is going on, you know, within each and everyone. And that's what we spoke of over the last few days. Now let us create a few minutes to experience this journey of the invisible player. We said it's a game of a second. Highest experience, highest consciousness, and in a second. Maya will tell it will take a long time. But let us come in that experience, maybe for a few minutes. And first step for us is we use the best intellect. Paras intellect helps the soul. So when we are seeing Paras, we are seeing the big picture. With Paras, we can see the subtle, that whole dimension, subtle dimension becomes very, very obvious. With Paras, we can see the home. And we can also see the story as story. So everything that happened yesterday, today, right from the early morning, whatever that has happened, it all happened in the story. Right now, Prashant is speaking, this is also happening in the story. Story, it is not a central scene. Paras helps us to come to the world beyond the story. And beyond the story is the real world. World of silence, but it's the real world. Alaukik, invisible. But for Paras, it is obvious. In this Paras environment, the invisible player becomes conscious. Invisible. Nothing to do with Prashant. Prashant is in the story. Invisible player. When he is conscious, for him it is normal to be immortal. Normal to be incorporeal. Just this tiny presence, that is invisible presence, that is totally natural. For him, it is normal that he doesn't need anything from anywhere for his existence. It is also normal that his world is beyond harm. Nothing can harm him, even the slightest. His life is of joy and contentment and peace. He also knows everyone is like this. Everyone is very lucky, he knows this. They all are immortal and they all are beings of joy and love. Childlike and godlike. They all are free from the story. They have understood story as separate. Story as story. And if anyone is free from story, he is free from ego, free from vices, free from sorrows, free from desires. Such is the lives of all these invisible players, invisible brothers, immensely worthy of respect. Viceless, zero ego, such is their lives. And when anyone is so secure, they remain totally innocent, totally carefree. That is what makes them childlike, and they are godlike. All we have done is use paras, and we are experiencing the biggest prize anyone can win. What is this prize? World of immortality. World beyond harm. Life with God. You are discovering the true self. Invisible player becomes conscious and is leading his life. He discovers his great family, they are divine and alaukik. He discovers this life of supreme joy and contentment and love. All sin is forever and no one can change it. Such is the prize. And on top of this, he sees the physical world, great story, and it is a gift. Story is always harmless. Story is external. It is not his world, but it is a gift, nice experience. The invisible player, his life is of perfection. He sees perfection all around. He has a perfect home, perfect family, perfect father, perfect self. And even the story he understands, it is a perfect. As a story, it is a perfect story. Invisible player is conscious. This is the big victory. Thank you. So here we are seeing, you know, the journey of this invisible player. We saw as we are crossing this line, is just mixing with the story. It appears to be very small mistake, but then as we saw, it gets bigger, bigger, and he has to fight a war now with the Ravan, you know, and monster, you know, big Ravan. Many, many sages and Mahatmas and prophets, they all have been in, and they are defeated in this war. Such is the chaos created by this Ravan. And here we are seeing, you know, as we are creating this false identity, Ravan, ego. What happens in our life? ego is hardwired to a victim mentality. Ego forever feels he's a victim. That a practical life, this is the society we are dealing with. In our Iron Age society, means this. Each and everyone feels he's a victim. Why? Because everything that he's relying upon is unpredictable. It is a khatre ki dunya, world of dangers. He himself can disappear and things can be broken and things can be criticized. So he feels forever that he can be harmed. Today it may be okay. What about tomorrow? What about after 100 years? What about children, grandchildren? You know, so he understands he is a victim. Poor me. This kind of mentality. And what is the life of a victim? Victim has to look for dangers. So if 10 things are going right in your life, one thing going wrong, his focus is on one thing that is going wrong. If someone has done 100 good things, one wrong thing, your focus is on what is wrong. This is the life of Mr. Ego. Such is the life. And this is the personality of the victim. What happens as a result? There may be many, many good things in your life, but your focus is on the negative. And this is, everyone is doing the same thing. And regardless of what you give to them, their life is of negative. You know, they are thinking about what might go wrong. Victim comes with the beggar. If you are a victim, you are asking for something. And Baba says, one Murli, Baba went on a tour, and what he saw, some are begging for position, some are begging for love, some are begging for election votes, some are begging for life. All are begging. Some are begging for death. You know, in essence, all are begging. They are continuously begging. And it is like the beggars. They may be successful beggars, but the mindset is of the beggar. So these are the lowest denominations in any society. You know, in any town, you may have some lowest, it's the beggar. And here you go to a mindset of a beggar, mindset of the victim. And as we saw Ravan is a demon, mindset of a demon who deals with sorrow and can give sorrow. These are the lowest denomination. When the invisible player is conscious, that's all. He becomes conscious, understands the story is separate from him. Story is different world altogether. He's this moment. He is the invisible witness, observer of this world, this moment. And he is the invisible angel. He is, you understand, he is very lucky. His life is with God. He knows everyone is lucky. They all are from the world of God. And they are worthy to be loved by God. He knows this. Silently knows extraordinary truth of himself and everyone else. He knows he is never a victim and never a beggar. Never a victim. In the story, many, many things are going to come. There's going to be death also. Even as the death is going to happen, he knows he is never a victim. So he is less likely to think he is a victim because of some criticism or loss or something breaks and something changes. That's a story. Story is a separate word. He knows the role. You know, we give the example. Satish plays the part of the camel. Camel is a separate, 100% separate thing to the actor. And the part of the camel finishes. That is not being a victim. Same here. happens here. The invisible player knows he is very lucky, never a victim, ever, in any situation, never a beggar. He knows he is very noble. He knows everyone is noble. This mantra we have to keep with us. You know, follow everything what we mentioned yesterday, but keep this mantra that keeps us behind the line. The invisible player remains conscious just by being aware that he is so lucky, his world is extraordinary, his life is eternal. He knows everyone is lucky. So this beggar and the victim, they have to be stopped in ourselves. You know, he knows silently, he needs nothing from anywhere. Everything, at most, he is a trustee. He is coming here in this world, in the story world. If he is conscious, he knows he needs nothing from here. He doesn't need the body, he doesn't need the story. He is never a beggar, never a victim, never a demon. He remains noble. Mindset is noble. Mindset is of the angel. No one can have a higher quality of life than this. In this world, there may be many, many, you know, successful people, but mindset, unfortunately, is of the beggar and the victim and the demon. Unfortunately, that just lowers the quality right low, and then at that level, they are celebrities. Here, you are changing the consciousness. It's a big victory over our own lower consciousness. I'm going to see the next page. And in this, we are seeing our challenge as a spiritual student. And what are the... We are showing here three steps of the spiritual student. And what are the three steps? We are showing here Harry. Harry is a person, man. He wants to study spiritual knowledge and he wants to gain victory. So he learns the knowledge, does the course. He becomes student Harry. This is step one. Harry becomes student Harry. You know, so he is following the disciplines and follows the lifestyle. He is a very good student. Step two, student Harry is seeing the soul. He understands the knowledge. He is very excited about the knowledge of the soul and all the knowledge details about the soul. So he sits, thinks about the soul, sees the soul. What is step three? Step three is the soul is seeing Harry. Step two and step one, these are ego-based steps. It is an ego-based effort. You know, Harry is studying knowledge. In the first day, he is not going to be free from ego. He comes with ego. You know, Ravan is in charge. You know, and he's learning the knowledge, understanding the knowledge, follows the Maryadas, but Ravan is still in charge. It is an ego-based effort, step one. Step two, you are seeing the soul, that is still ego-based effort, step two. So it is like a camel, you know, and the ego is around the camel, the role, Prashant. You know, it is ego is around Prashant. And he agrees, yes, there is a soul and he knows the greatness of the soul. But ego is stubbornly there. I am this, you know, BK Prashant, this kind of thing. So step two is also ego-based effort. And step three, what is the step three? The soul becomes conscious. You come back, you know, to the awareness. Invisible player has become conscious. He understands his world, life with God, an independence from the story. And then he sees Harry is a role within the story. Rather insignificant. You know, whole story is insignificant. He understands the role there of Harry. And a student Harry. And understands he as the invisible player, invisible actor, invisible observer. Step three, soul is seeing Harry. Step one, two, three, these are necessary steps. Step one, we can't bypass. We have to start from step one. But we shouldn't stay in step one or step two for too long. Destination is step three. Destination is not step two. Why? Because ego will keep getting bigger if you stay in step two for too long. Just like if you are in some studies, you know, medical studies, you know, first year, second year, you can't stay in 1 year continuously for, and they will ask you to leave the college. You know, either you pass the exam and move to the next level or leave. Same here. If you stay in step two for too long, it is an ego-based effort. Ego will continue to get bigger. Ego will find things to get bigger. You know, you are now student Harry, you know, which means you are Brahmin, getting involved with service. Ego will use various things. And ego will get bigger. That is step two. That is big trap of Maya to keep you there, step two. It can appear a bit attractive also. But step three is the biggest prize, as we said. Step three, you know, the soul becomes conscious. The shift, consciousness shifts to the invisible player. And he is observing the story as separate. He is observing Harry as one part within that story with detachment. And understands that Harry is there. Soul is seeing Harry. At a practical level, it will mean he will not take any praise that comes to Harry. It doesn't mean anything to him. It is happening in the story. Any criticism that it is not me, he will be out of it. We have the option to practice it, maybe for 1 minute, 1 minute, to come in this step three. Step three, it will not be permanent. You practice it, but you will flip back into step two again and again. But at least we have the option to come in the step three. That is the way to dissolve Ravan. Ravan has to be made weaker and made smaller before it is removed. You know, if we don't go to the step three, how can Ravan become free? So this is another homework for us today. You know, how we can make this step three experience. You know, one question that came up yesterday, I'll just address this. And the question was, some mind suddenly can create any thought, you know, and it can, it is all Ravan, so all insignificant, but the mind is going there. And we said, keep the mind busy with Ram. This is what we mentioned. But at a very practical level, to know that first thought, when you know this is waste thought, or waste thoughts about vice or Ravan based thoughts, when it is first thought, stop at that point. Let the first thought not go to the second thought. At that time, immediately move to the thoughts based upon thoughts of knowledge. Or like the homework that is given, like yesterday the homework. and write a poem. Have that aim. You want to work on this poem. So whenever you notice the first thought is coming, you say, okay, let me think of the poem. You got already that homework in the background. So let me think about this. And immediately that first thought doesn't go to the second thought. That stops. That is easier. Battle is fought easier when you start early. If you let it go, they've already, Ravan gets the momentum, and then you have to fight a bigger war. So enjoy this life of the soul, seeing Harry and the great story. And then they let it be more often. And we speak of 1 minute, but we have the option to make this 1 minute many, many times. Thank you.